The views and opinions expressed on this program do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of 580 WCHS, its employees, or WVRC Media. 580 Live is presented by Thornhill Automotive and is broadcast live from the Parmar Stores studio. From the studios of West Virginia Radio Corporation, the country, the United States of America, the state, West Virginia, the city, Charleston. This is 580 Live, and your host of 580 Live.
What we've got here is failure to communicate.
He's kind of a big deal.
I have come here to chew bubblegum and kick ass, and I'm all out of bubblegum.
Dave Allen.
Woo! Hey folks, good Tuesday morning to you. It's 580 Live from the Parmar Stores studio, brought to you by the Thornhill Auto Group, voice of Charleston WCHS. Here's Monument Hotline, 304-345-5858, Fruit Pharmacy text, 304-935-5008. Kayla Murphy is our producer today. 580 Live brought to you by the Thornhill Auto Group, where summertime is here, and the Thornhill Automotive Group invites you to Thornhill Ford's Summer Supercharged Red, White, and Vroom Sale. Check out the new 2022 Bronco and Bronco Sport, EcoSport, and Ford Explorer 2, the Red, White, and Vroom Sale now, Thornhill Ford, US 119 at Chapmanville, and online at thornhillford.net. Republican strategist Greg Thomas is here. We're going to talk to Greg here in just a couple moments, pick his brain on some things going on in the news. But before we get to that, a little more immediate news. A major traffic tie-up continues around the 6477 split. Chris Lawrence in from the newsroom. Chris, good morning.
Good morning.
You guys have been reporting on this, I guess, all morning, because it started, what, about 5 this morning?
It was at about 447 that I got the first call, because I was getting the first newscast of the day together, and I had to change everything. So because we reported it first at 5 o'clock, and even at that point, the authorities had not arrived on the scene. It was a tractor-trailer that overturned on Interstate 64, right at the 6477 split, but it's in the westbound lanes. So when you make that turn and you're about to get off on Washington Street, underneath the overhead overpasses, the lower level, that's where it has overturned. It was hauling acetone, so that's a hazardous material. They're in the process of removing that and getting it offloaded safely. And from what we understand, the driver or someone involved in the wreck was injured as well, had to be taken to the hospital. So that happened just before 5 this morning, so it has shut down the 64 westbound section at the split. So if you're coming from the Beckley area, planning to get on 64 West to go to Huntington or parts that direction, they've got a detour in place now. And the detour keeps you on 77 North. You on through Charleston, past Westmoreland, past the 79 split, on up to Eden's Fork, get off at Eden's Fork, then get on the southbound 77 side right there. That's the detour. And then you come back to Charleston on 77 South, and then get on 64 West, because that will take you over where the accident has occurred. So that is kind of a long detour, but that beats sitting there until noon today.
Absolutely. So, and this whole thing, as you said, started about 4:47 this morning is when you got the first phone call.
Right. It was right before 5 o'clock, as we were getting the 5 o'clock news together. So all morning long, that's been a headache. It's anybody who's been traveling, trying to get through Charleston to Huntington, can tell you this morning.
And so any estimates as far as when it would be?
We were told in the neighborhood of noon is what they were thinking, but I don't know that that's even set in stone. You know, it's a situation that's sort of fluid as you're dealing with this.
Well, you guys done a great job. You and Caitlin was doing traffic this morning, and you guys on the air, and of course on all the social media as well. So I appreciate it, man.
We'll stay on it and keep you in touch on 580 WCHS throughout the day. Just join us at top of every hour.
All right. Appreciate it, Chris. Thanks, right, man. Chris Lawrence in the newsroom. It is 9-11. Here's Monument Hotline, 304-345-5858. And our text line is 304-935-5008. Also going to throw this out there before we turn things over to Greg Thomas. If you listen to Friday Funhouse each Friday, we have our good friend Hannah from the Kanawha Charleston Humane Association on with her Taylor Books Adopt Me Please Pet of the Week. Understand that Hannah is celebrating her birthday today, so we'll wish her happy birthday on Friday, but I wanted to go ahead and get that out there as well. Happy birthday to Hannah, our good friend from the Kanawha Charleston Humane Association, who joins us every Friday for our Taylor Books Adopt Me Please Pet of the Week. Greg Thomas is here. What's up, man?
Doing well, buddy. How are you? Good morning.
I'm doing fine. You doing all right?
Doing better than I deserve.
Better than, that's a good way to put it. What exactly does that mean when people say that?
I don't know. I think it's just the kind of thing people say, I guess.
It's kind of like living the dream, I guess, right?
Well, but it's better than that. You know what I mean? It's like it's a more, you know, humble version of that.
Ah,
was.
And when that's, when people think Greg Thomas, they think humble.
They should. I appreciate that.
All right. We got a lot of guys I want to get into today, and Greg always elicits a lot of phone calls. Your phone calls and texts are welcome. Again, Sears Monument Hotline, 304-345-5858. Fruit Pharmacy text, 304-935-5008. But before we get into some things with, talk about some things, liberals versus Democrats or liberals versus Republicans and things of that nature, I do want to, because I know, Greg, that you're a guy who likes to talk from time to time about judges when I have you on. You pointed out to me a bizarre story out of the New Martinsville area here in West Virginia. Let me kind of set the stage here. A circuit judge there allegedly brandished a handgun during a hearing earlier, I think within the last couple of weeks, I think it was. His name is David Hummel, and he's from the Second Judicial Circuit in New Martinsville, and he was presiding in a case over royalty payments to a landowner. And actually, this story now has gone national. I think the West Virginia Record was one of the first that reported it, but it's actually become a national story now. The judge, and again, we're talking about a judge waving a handgun in a courtroom.
A circuit judge.
Allegedly. The judge said at first it never happened, but now said he did it, quote, casually. And the judge here asked the attorney for EQT Gas Company why she had hired security. Then supposedly pulled the gun out and said, quote, I will take care of them. He's also accused of using abusive language in the court. Now the FBI has gotten involved. It is all in all, Mr. Thomas, a wild story.
West Virginia has had a long history of circuit judges that the power goes to their head and they get out of control. We have, as you know, we have a lot of activist judges, especially here in Charleston. But this situation with Judge Hummel really is crazy. I mean, this is, and not all of this, you've got it sort of some allegations back and forth. But from what I'm hearing, and I'm from Marshall County, so I mean, I know some local folks up there that have been kind of giving me some of the behind the scenes info. Honestly, this situation is going, this is one of those times where if he just doesn't quit and just run away and they stay after him and more of this stuff comes out, this is going to be front page for a while. I mean, this guy, this is allegedly they have video of this. There's all kinds of other people now that are coming forward with other like stories similar to this, right? And people don't want to speak out. You know, you're in a small, small county like Wetzel County or, Marshall County, where you got, those counties up there, like Marshall County's like, it's like corrupt the way that like Mingo County used to be corrupt. I mean, they have a ton of gas money. They have a ton of coal money, and they just have a bunch of sort of backward folks that are still leading the county government. And, it's just been a recipe for disaster. And I think this is, the situation's finally coming to a head. And so we'll see. I mean, I really do think, I think it's that, if you read more about it and he called these people in on a Saturday, he told the court reporter to leave. I mean, the more you hear about the things that have happened up there, the worse it sounds for Hummel. So hopefully, I think this is one of those situations where like he's either going to quit and go get a, private practice job and save his house, or they're going to come and get him.
It was really interesting, Greg, when I was reading the story that it was on a Saturday. I mean, that's what
allegedly he called like everybody in and like told the court reporter to leave, and everybody else had to leave, and he's just there.
Is that commonplace that you have the court reporter leave?
I don't know if commonplace is something that even exists in the circuit court world in our state. I mean, I don't want to bash all circuit. I mean, I don't know how many circuit court judges are, but let's say there's 50, right? And if there's 50, there's probably 10 that are troublesome. You know what I mean? So it's not like it's but there's enough to where we really do need to do something about it. And I think, we've fixed the state Supreme Court. You've got this new intermediate appellate court. And I think a lot of folks that are, that focus on correcting and fixing our state's legal system, the circuit courts are next in line, and You know, we're really looking forward to the 2024 elections to clean up some of these messes, to be quite honest.
Well, we have a text here that says, activist judges, question mark, you mean like the Supreme Court, question mark?
No. I don't mean that.
Okay.
That's not what I mean. I mean, I don't think people understand. Like, it's just so hard with people like that. You know what I mean? They to not understand the basic institutions and what folks are supposed to do. I mean, I don't know.
Well, we got some calls to get to. I want to throw this out there. Speaking of the court system, abortion has been the most popular topic on the show the last couple of weeks. The Supreme Court issued a decision recently, in effect, returning the issue of abortion back to the states, where many people think it should be. Yeah. A lot of controversy, Greg, over the West Virginia law, which dates back to the 1800s. Yesterday, here in Kanawha County, Judge Tara Salengo issued a temporary injunction on that 1800s law, which is still on the books. The complete story posted at WVMetroNews.com means that at least for the time being, the state's more recent laws regulating and restricting abortion would be in effect, but the much, much older felony abortion ban would not. Of course, it's going to be appealed. A quote from Judge Salengo says, this is a quote, "I will not put words in the legislature's mouth. However, if the legislature intended for the criminal abortion statute to be in full force, it is free to pass trigger laws similar to a number of other states," end quote. So in other words, Greg, she says the legislature needs to act on this. Now, Attorney General Patrick Morrissey called yesterday a, quote, "dark day for West Virginia," and said they will appeal the decision to the Supreme Court. Greg, we all know interims are coming up soon. Mm-hmm. Should, in your opinion, this be addressed at that time?
I'm not an attorney, so I don't know, like, exactly what all has been done and needs to be done moving forward. I certainly think the legislature knows they have to clean that up. I don't know what you're supposed to do in the meantime. I mean, to be honest with you, I think Morrissey mishandled this situation. I mean, I think his coming out and, you know, he sort of like laid the groundwork for this lawsuit against him. And you know that you have an activist court here in Kanawha County. And for the person earlier that said an activist court being the U.S. Supreme Court, I mean, that's an activist court is one that comes in and makes law. Not ones that say, hey, we're not going to make law here. We're going to send it back to the states, like you mentioned earlier. That's the opposite of an activist court, right? An activist court would make law there. I think overall something is going to have to be done about how all of our – you know, we have a legislature now that's supermajority Republican. We're passing all kinds of new policies, new things. And every time they get challenged by the liberals here in Kanawha County, and then you get the expected liberal outcome, right? Because you actually do have activist judges at the county level, and then it goes up to the state Supreme Court, who is going to look at it and then say, well, here's what it actually means, or here's the intent. And so something's going to have to be done about this Kanawha County circuit. I'm not sure. I think there's a lot of different stuff on the table. You know, you've got recircuiting coming up, and you got a lot of people talking about different things of ways of getting these decisions that impact people statewide out of this liberal activist Kanawha County circuit.
It's 921. Greg Thomas is here. We got some text and some phone calls to get to. We'll go ahead and take our break, and then we'll open up the phone lines. Here's Monument Hotline, 304-345-5858. Fruit Pharmacy text 304-935-5008. We do the show each Monday through Friday from the Parmar Store studio. If there's not a Parmar Store near you now, there will be soon. Parmar's hiring in all locations. Visit parmarstores.com/careers. Get ready to go to work. And remember, again, if there's not a Parmar Store near you now, there will be soon. Caitlin Murphy is our producer today. We're back after this. It's 580 Live on the Voice of Charleston, WCHS.
Brought to you by the Eric J. Tarr Family Businesses. Eric J. Tarr Family Businesses care for your family.
Family fun and freedom. Summer has arrived at the Thornhill Motor Mile, and it's time for a celebration. Hey, it's Sydney inviting you to Thornhill Ford for summer supercharged red, white, and vroom savings. It's time to upgrade for the summer, and the best place to do that is on the Thornhill Motor Mile. If you're ready to shake things up, check out a new 2022 Bronco and Bronco Sport, EcoSport, or the ultimate exploration vehicle, Ford Explorer. Plus, only Thornhill Ford offers a 10-year, 150,000-mile warranty with your new purchase. Click or come by. It's red, white, and vroom savings at thornhillford.net and US 119 Chapmanville.
See where you'll for full details. Trading in your business fleet or personal vehicle for a new one? Donate your used vehicle to Good News Mountaineer Garage and get the best tax deduction possible and the satisfaction of knowing your donation changed the life of someone in need. Good News Mountaineer Garage repairs donated vehicles and provides them to qualified West Virginia families, giving them access to employment, safe, affordable housing, health care, and other vital necessities, and putting them on the road to economic independence. Call 1-866-GIVE-CAR today for Good News Mountaineer Garage. 866-GIVE-CAR.
Some X's are a real pain in the backside, but Omega Commercial Interiors has the X that's all about stress-free comfort. Hi, I'm David McCormick, owner of Omega Commercial Interiors, and I'm talking about the amazing X chair. Infinite recline, dynamic variable lumbar support, and available heat and massage make the X chair a customer favorite. Omega Commercial Interiors has X chairs in stock and ready to ship. The X chair is the X you'll love to see every day. Learn more at OmegaCommercialInteriors.com.
Hey, this is Dave Allen for your local Parmar store saying happy summer. Summer's the busiest time of the year with ball games, reunions, vacations, picnics, barbecues. Hey, you name it, and it happens during the summer. Well, before you make plans to head out, make plans to visit your local Parmar store. From gas to great food and all the snacks you need, you'll find it at Parmar. We're nearly 200 stores strong, and we're adding stores all the time, all to better serve you. Download the Parmar app and sign up for our rewards card to save even more. Happy summer, and remember, there's not a Parmar store near you now. There will be soon.
Presented by RX Bytel Pharmacy, your neighborhood pharmacy on Charleston's west side. Proud to bring you RX Bypack, a pre-filled pouch system which divides your tablets and capsules into multiple day doses perfectly matched to your doctor's instructions. Learn more at rxbytel.com.
At 24, if you're not satisfied with your current pharmacy, check out RX Bytel on the west side of Charleston. Ask them about their RX Bypacks, which are pre-filled pouch systems which divide up your prescription doses perfectly as prescribed by your doctor. RX Bytel on the west side, there are your neighborhood pharmacy. Text says, dear Dave, perfect guest for when we have an acetone spill. That would be you, Greg.
That's what they're saying. I'm glad that they think that it's perfect timing.
All right, let me see here. Text says, Judge Shalango sent it back to the legislature. That's kind of what
I'm sure there's different ways to look at all of that. And you know, I'm not a legal expert on this issue, and you know, the legislature knows they're going to have to act on it. And I'm sure they will.
All right, let's go back to the phones. Let's go to the phones. Our good friend the Jackal is on. You're on with Greg Thomas. What's up?
Morning, fellas.
Morning, sir.
Hey, Greg, welcome to Thunderdome.
Hey, buddy, how are you?
Oh, I'm doing great today. You know, it's kind of funny to listen to people say that a hang'em high judge that never met a defendant that she ever liked, like Tara Salango, is some kind of liberal activist. That's high comedy. The other thing that I find exceptionally funny is the egg that's all over the Republican Party's face. I've been sitting here on the phone for a month telling you you need to get rid of your old witch-burning law because it's going to cause problems. And now here it is, the abortion clinic's back open. Good job, buddy.
All right. Appreciate your phone call. Thanks a lot, man.
Whatever language he was speaking, I do not speak. I don't know exactly what he was saying.
Well, from what
I don't know if you need to be like... I don't know if this guy's like been having a conversation with me and I just wasn't there for it. You know what I mean? And he's like finishing the conversation. I feel like I missed out on what I was supposed to know.
From what we understand is if I'm wrong, somebody, Caitlin or somebody can correct me on this, but I think one of the state's only abortion provider has pretty much said that they will start again doing abortions as best I understand it. As it stands right now. Of course, we're just going to have to see what happens, from there and if it will be taken up in the legislature. So we shall see. I want to, speaking of the legislature, I want to kind of switch gears away from abortion here for a moment. And I want to talk about taxes. Had Senator Tarr, Greg, on the show last week, and he seemed to indicate that there is a breakdown in communication between what the Senate wants as it pertains to taxes, tax relief, whatever you want to call it, and what the governor wants. I've gotten that idea that there's a disconnect there. Mm-hmm. Now, let me add this. Senate President Blair and Senator Tarr have alluded to the fact that, without really coming out and saying it, that there needs to be more communication between the governor and the legislators. In the meantime, last week, I think it was last week, Delegate Marty Gearhart, who I know very well from the southern part of the state, made a statement that he agreed that the governor doesn't do a good job of communicating with the Senate, but he added that the Senate doesn't do a good job of communicating with the House. So in all this, in the words of my man Woody Woods from our sister station, The Beat, make it make sense, man.
Well, I think you have to step back from this a little bit and just look at, you know, not just the personalities involved, but sort of the time frame. You know, the governor only has a couple more years left, where I think that you've got people like Senate President Blair and Senate Finance Chairman Tarr who have been working on an overall sort of like 10-year plan of the budget and taxation and all of that stuff, right? So you've got some folks here that have a longer view of what we need to do, and it's sort of integrating tax relief and economic development and just this overall plan. And I think you've got the governor who, you know, tends to be, I don't want to say it's knee-jerk reactions, but it's sort of like something sitting in front of him and it's like, hey, let's deal with this right now. And, you know, we've got these big surpluses. We have the ability, you know, West Virginians have been overtaxed for decades. And they certainly deserve some sort of tax relief. Then you've got this amendment, right? Amendment one, that's on the ballot this fall, which would allow, essentially the state has, we have to pass this amendment if you want to allow the legislature to reduce or eliminate property taxes. These are like business inventory taxes or your personal property tax, like your car, boat, ATV, whatever. And so, look, they're all going to say it's miscommunication, and I certainly think that the communication needs to be improved. But to me, this is a debate, and it's a healthy debate because we're talking about. It's not like we're saying, "Hey, should we cut taxes or not?" We're talking about which taxes to cut and when and how much. That's a good discussion to have, and one that we haven't had in West Virginia in 84 years. And so I think it's good overall. It's a healthy discussion. I think we need to have the discussion. It'd probably be good if a lot of those people would be in the same room for the discussion rather than just kind of, lob it back and forth via the media. But certainly I think that the winners of the only mistake the Republicans could make here is if they did nothing, right? Cut the income tax, cut the personal property tax, cut them both. I'd love to see them both cut, right? Cut them both or eliminate them, whatever. But they just got to make a move on something, you know. And so, I'd like for it to be part of a 10-year plan. But whatever move they make right now just needs to be incorporated into that 10-year plan. So, I think overall it's a good discussion to have. And, as we continue to control, and the reason that we're able to do this, by the way, is because I work closely with the state Senate, and I'm more in favor of their 10-year long-range plan, but I will give the governor a lot of credit here for having a flatline budget over 6 years, which has allowed for not spending the money that has allowed us to be able to cut taxes. And so, you know, I think as long as we continue to control government spending, which is going to create opportunities to reduce taxes on West Virginia job creators and taxpayers.
And I think, Greg, again, we're talking to Greg Thomas. I think that the fact that, as you said, the fact that we're even able to have these conversations, and I don't want to even call it infighting, maybe just a little difference of opinion, which is healthy. It's healthy to have a difference of opinion between, let's say, the governor's office, the Senate. Now, so the fact that we are able to even having this discussion would have been something that would have been unfathomable 20 years ago. The fact that we would even be talking about doing this sort of stuff.
Yeah, and this is, I think these guys that get a little, people get a little upset or whatever, but I think everybody just needs to calm down, take a breath, and just really think about what the best thing is to do in the long term for West Virginia. You know, how do we create jobs? How do we get new people? How do we keep our people here? How do we attract West Virginians that have moved away for coming back and everything else? I mean, I'm excited about the direction of the state. And when you see discussions like this, You know, this is why it's important to make sure you have good leaders that are making good decisions at this time that are going to impact the long-term, you know, situation for the state.
And I think it's a very interesting point that you brought up, and I agree with you. I never really thought about it that way, that a governor, and no matter whether it's Jim Justice or whoever the government governor is, they're in there for a limited amount of time. They're in there for 8 years tops.
Yes.
And so right now, Governor Justice, by the Constitution, can't run again. Mm-hmm. So he's out of there.
Yeah.
And I think that we're having this conversation because, again, there are some people that are looking long term. And he's thinking a little bit more short term, which, you know, I don't fault him for that. That's his time frame.
Yeah. I think that we're in this situation because they were able to control spending. I mean, we would not have the resources to be able to provide these tax cuts if they had continued spending at the rate that all the Democrat governors were spending.
It is amazing to me. It's an amazing political study, regardless of whether you're even a West Virginian or not. When you look back at where the state government was in, let's say, 1990, okay, that's about the time I was in college, and I remember, and I think it was Governor Caperton coming in and talking about that. I think it was Caperton that said that when he took office that they were about to have their power shut off at the state capitol, at the governor's office, literally, because they had notices where power bills hadn't been paid.
Yeah.
And now we go from that, and it was a long haul to get there, but we go from that into having all this excess money now that we're having arguments or at least discussions on how to do it, and more importantly, to look at the voters and look at the people of West Virginia, the citizens, I should say, and saying, okay, how can we make your life easier now?
Absolutely. I mean, I think that it's, you know, it's a balance of, you know, what services are you going to provide and what services are working and how's it all happening? And so I think, look, the state is headed in the right direction. I think there's no question about that. It's just exactly what direction do we go at this point and how fast?
Talking with Greg Thomas, 26 minutes away from 10. 580 Live brought to you in part by our baseball team, the Charleston Dirty Birds. They are continuing their road swing through Lancaster, but they will be back home soon. Complete list of promotions and tickets and more available at dirtybirdsbaseball.com, your hometown team, the Charleston Dirty Birds. Here's Monument Hotline, 304-345-5858. Fruit Pharmacy text 304-935-5008. Text says, going back to the abortion question, text says, I will remind people that laws that prohibit stealing date back further than the 1800s. In other words, many laws predate the 1800s, and we still follow them, according to a text. So, and there, that's actually been similar sentiments have actually been texted in before. I think we got a phone call coming in, so we'll take care of this phone call first. Let's go to Frank. Frank, you're on with Greg Thomas. Go ahead.
Hey, guys. Listen, I think it's awesome what the Republicans are doing and how, you know, all this excess money and I would assume that this money comes from taxpayers.
Yes.
Yes.
Where are these taxpayers at? Nobody's working out here. There ain't no workers out here. Who's paying it? Is it like a small community that down south, like in one of the hollers?
Easy on that down south thing, all right?
I think down south they work hard. That's why I'm saying they got to be down there, right? Because they're not in the Kanawha Valley, I can tell you that. No, but I don't know why nobody's talking about it. Us business owners, we're all talking about it. But in the government, nobody's talking about how, where's the workers at? There's nobody out here working. And the ones that are working, half of them, the only reason why they still have a job is because there's nobody to replace them, because they're not that good.
I think that I'll tell you what a lot of it is. I'm from the Northern Panhandle, right? So you go up that way. I mean, you do see a lot more economic activity in the northern part of the state. You know, go to Morgantown, go out to Martinsburg, you know, Wheeling, Marshall County. You know, you've got a lot of we are an energy state. You still have a lot of resources coming in through natural gas and coal. And I think that's providing us some cover. And I think a lot of the changes that the legislature's made over the last few years has helped small businesses. And so I think you're seeing, you know, just more business activity, which is generating this additional revenue. But you are right, is we need more people working. We need more workers to come in from, you know, just people that have left West Virginia to come back and work. And I think that right now, given the federal government's provided a lot of resources to people after the during and after the pandemic to where they don't feel like they need to come back and work because they get a lot of federal government assistance.
Burger King in Taze Valley, its dining area has been shut down, I think going on now 3 years, because they don't have enough people to work. I think, you know, I think all this talk about what the Republicans are doing is great. Myself being a Republican, I'm proud of it. But I don't think there's enough talk about small business. Is when we're drowning because we have nobody to do the work. I talked to a client today that I told him I just couldn't get to his job, and he was mad. And I said, you realize you're mad at me because you want to give me money, and I'm not. Hey, I can't. I don't have the guys.
Let me ask you something now, Frank. You mentioned that you were a small business owner. Okay, let me play a devil's advocate for a moment. Okay, what if? And this is something that's been texted to the show before. What if, as a small business owner, if someone else's response was, "Well, maybe you should pay more. Maybe you should offer living wages." What would you say to that as a small business owner?
For my guys to make, you know, I'm proud when my guys come to work and they have a new car. That's, you know, that we're family, right? But the thing of it is, so people say, well, we'll pay more. Okay, well, are you gonna pay more, or am I just supposed to eat that? So it's, you know, every industry has what it will produce, right? And so me being in the industry that I'm being a contractor, I'm already one of the highest paid. You know, my workers are some of the highest paid in the industry that I'm in. And so at the end of the day, it's you know, so, you know, one of the things I always hear is, you know, well, you know, you hear from the big unions, of course, like, well, if you paid a prevailing wage, it's like, okay, well, are you going to pay that prevailing wage? You know, I got to pass that on to somebody, right? You're already complaining about what I'm charging you now. And so it's one of these things where at the end of the day, Americans are so entitled that they don't understand, you know, every job, sometimes jobs aren't made to be career jobs. Sometimes they're made to be a stepping stone job. You know, at the end of the day, I'm sorry, if you know, just because you're taking orders at McDonald's or just because you're a laborer, you shouldn't be making $20 an hour, $25 an hour. Okay? And the thing of it is and if you want to make more money, I promise you, every business owner will pay you if you work your butt off and you make yourself valuable to that business owner, they will pay you as much as they possibly can, because that's you can't, you're only as good as your workforce. Okay? And you look at America, you look at West Virginia, when I say you're only as good as your workforce, we're kind of showing them all the crap that you got going in society. We'll look at our workforce. It's kind of crap.
All right, Frank, I appreciate your phone call. Thanks a lot. Greg, I'm going to ask you this real quick before we go to break. I was in a meeting yesterday with some officials from Nucor. It was they did a presentation as part of a meeting I was at. I should put it that way. And they talked about, you know, when the Nucor announcement for Apple Grove in Mason County, originally they said it would be about 800 jobs. One of the head guys at Nucor was in this meeting I was in yesterday, and he said that's a conservative figure. We're looking at well over 1,000 jobs that are going to be coming
great.
In. All right. Average rate of pay is going to be about $110,000 a year. Okay. My question to him would have been, where are we going to get those workers? Because they ain't here in West Virginia. It's not going to – I mean, seriously, you know, Frank just talked about it being a small business owner. So we got to do one of two things. We've got to either, in my opinion, we either have to, as you said, reach out to try to get some of those people to come back to West Virginia that maybe left to go to North Carolina or somewhere else.
Yeah.
Or we're looking at immigrants coming in to take the jobs. And I'm talking about legal immigrants that come in workforce programs, because that's all we have.
Look – for decades, our West Virginia families saw their children leave for other states for employment because of the failed policy of the past. Now you have new policies being enacted, companies like Nucor that are coming here and others, and they look at it now, right? And you say, wait a minute, I'm going to have lower taxes there. I've got school choice. I've got, you know, there's a lot more, you know, freedom to
an insanely low crime rate compared to the rest of the nation.
Yeah, as long as you're not in downtown Charleston. And like, you know, so if you're in, you know, affordable health care, affordable living, you know, outdoor activities, we're improving education, you know, it's going to take time. But those are the policies that we're talking about. I mean, we're making decisions now that are going to help draw these people back. And if you don't have, guess what? If you don't have an inventory tax, more businesses will come here. If you don't have, you know, if you have a lower income tax, or we figure out a way to not have an income tax, you're going to have more workers want to come here because they're going to keep more money and put into their pockets. I mean, I think you have, you know, those are the kinds of decisions that we've got to make, and that's the direction that we're headed in. And I think it's exciting, but we really do need to step on the gas to get people here. We do. I mean, Frank is right.
Yeah. It is 18 minutes away from 10. We need to take a break. We got plenty of texts. Your phone calls are welcome too. Our phone calls to 580 Live. Services here is Monument Company, offering quality memorials since 1911 with locations in Charleston, Huntington, Beckley, and Parkersburg. Texting services provided by Fruith Pharmacy, your hometown family pharmacy. We're back after this for the Parmar Store Studio. It's 580 Live at the Voice of Charleston, WCHS.
Brought to you by the Eric J. Tarr Family Businesses. Eric J. Tarr Family Businesses have been creating jobs in West Virginia since 1997.
Family fun and freedom. Summer has arrived at the Thornhill Motor Mile, and it's time for a celebration. Hey, it's Sydney inviting you to Thornhill Ford for summer supercharged red, white, and vroom savings. It's time to upgrade for the summer, and the best place to do that is on the Thornhill Motor Mile. If you're ready to shake things up, check out a new 2022 Bronco and Bronco Sport, EcoSport, or the ultimate exploration vehicle, Ford Explorer. Plus, only Thornhill Ford offers a 10-year, 150,000-mile warranty with your new purchase. Click or come by. It's red, white, and vroom savings at thornhillford.net and US 119 Chapmanville.
Be happy and call Pappy. Be happy, call Pappy for heating and cooling. Done right on time, great service, and at the right price. The name you know, the name you trust. When air quality counts, you can count on us for new installation or repair. Commercial, residential, we'll be there. 304-949 help. NACI Solutions Company.
Poca Valley Bank, your community bank, is ready to serve you for all of your banking and financial needs. Poca Valley Bank has been serving customers in your community since 1908. Stop by one of their 8 convenient locations in Elkview, Sissonville, Poca, Winfield, Glendenin, Spencer, Walton, and now Kanawha City, and let them become your community bank. Visit Poca Valley online at pocavalleybank.com to learn more about their personal and business services. Poca Valley Bank, where relationships matter. Member FDIC.
Presented by RX Bytel Pharmacy, your neighborhood pharmacy on Charleston's west side. Proud to bring you RX Bypack, a pre-filled pouch system which divides your tablets and capsules into multiple day doses perfectly matched to your doctor's instructions. Learn more at rxbytel.com.
60 minutes away from 10, 580 Live, brought to you part by Huston's Pizza, where this month you can buy any regularly priced 18-inch pizza and get a 2-liter of Pepsi at no additional charge. Visit hustonspizza.com for complete details. Fruith Pharmacy text line. Did he really just say affordable health care in West Virginia? Not enough hospitals in the state to even care for the people, and health care isn't affordable in a single state in the U.S. Thanks for the laugh.
It was an aspirational statement.
Texas, please ask about the upcoming please talk about the upcoming summer meeting of the West Virginia GOP. It's going to be a week from this Friday.
You know, I haven't been that involved in the actual party apparatus for a little while. I will say that I know a lot of the people whose names are in the mix on this leadership role. John McCutcheon is a really good friend of mine and has been for a long time. Was doing this stuff when being a Republican wasn't cool, man. He was doing it. Really, really great guy. Anytime, you know, we've needed an event or something in Greenbrier County, he's always been there for us. And, I know John well, and I think he would do a great job. Obviously Diana Graves is a smart, young legislator and, is got a bright future in the party. I know Elgin McArdle, you know, I mean, as somebody that works statewide, you know, if I bring somebody to Ohio County, we always stop by and see Elgin. I think a lot of her, she's, you know, worked really hard up there. I do not know Tony Hodge well, and I know you do, you know, several good friends of mine think that this guy's awesome. I mean, the one thing I would say about the whole thing is I think one of the problems the party had done in the past was they left too much on one person, or we had one person that wanted all the control. I think we all know who that was, Melody Potter. we got to have more people involved. You got to have more people involved. You got to have more people doing more stuff. There needs to be a focus on getting more active county parties, helping out at these circuit judges level races and things like that I was talking about earlier, these county positions. Look, I think it's a good group of people. I probably know McCutcheon better than the rest of them, but a good group of people. I hope people, are active and, I just think you got to look to them and say, what direction are we headed in, or how are you going to handle this situation? How are we going to govern this? Because we've had a couple years of, turbulence. So it'd be nice to have a steady hand.
Well, one of those people that wants to be the chair of the Republican Party in West Virginia, Elgin McArdle, who you mentioned is going to be on the show tomorrow. So it should be an interesting discussion.
I tell you what, Ed, honestly, I like Elgin, and we were talking about Judge Hummel earlier. There's not a lot of Republicans in that circuit. I mean, if Hummel were to quit, honestly, Elgin would probably be somebody I'd want to support to have that seat. I mean, she'd be really good at that. You ought to ask her tomorrow if that's something she'd take.
I'll bring it up. I'll say, Greg Thomas and I were just talking about this. Before we go to break, I want to kind of put this into perspective here. We have several other texts I want to get to as well. Joe Manchin, Senator Manchin, has been all over the news. When he came out and announced, I guess it was sometime over the weekend, that he could not support Biden's latest budget thing and whatever. The president, his numbers continue to plummet. Conservatives hate him. Liberals aren't big fans. Now he's fist bumping with the Saudis, as we saw over the weekend. I find it interesting, and I was doing a lot of reading over the weekend from national publications about Joe Manchin. And people saying, why is he constantly voting against the interest of West Virginia? Why is he constantly? I read all this stuff online, Greg, and I'll be honest with you, I very rarely ever comment. I just read it as fodder for the show. But I did comment. This was on CNBC. It was not a commentator. It was one of the members of the public posted this. I said, you know what? I live in West Virginia, and let me just say this, and I've been a frequent critic of Joe Manchin from time to time. Joe Manchin is doing exactly what his constituents, the majority of them, want him to do.
Joe Manchin's approval rating in West Virginia, and I mean, again, if we hadn't run the worst possible candidate against him in that Senate race, we would have beat him. So he went from not getting 50% of the vote to his approval has gone way up, because last year he was the vote that held back Build Back Better, which was just the omnibus, everything included that the Democrats, their entire wish list in one bill. And what they've done this year, since they couldn't pass the whole thing, they're taking just bits and pieces, right? So this was like some tax increase stuff, some of the Green New Deal stuff, a lot of spending on that front, and Senator Manchin said no to that. The next thing coming up is going to be health care, and they're going to go out and say, oh, we're going to do all this stuff to save money. And so they're saying they're going to do all this stuff to save money, but yet, are we getting a tax break? Are people getting more free drugs or something? It's not that. They're literally just trying to reduce the amount of money the government spends on healthcare so they can have more money to spend on the Green New Deal and all the other liberal things they want. And so, I know Senator Manchin's out there talking about, maybe I'll be open to the next thing. I hope that he sees that the next thing is just going to lead to more spending anyway. I think he's, I agree with you. I think that his votes, his recent votes are, increasing his popularity in West Virginia, not decreasing it for sure.
Tech says, America's problem is our continual growth attitude. We're a consumerist, materialistic, and selfish society. It can only last for so long. Is Nucor building yet, or are we still talking ifs and whens? Well, according to the folks at Nucor, they give $100 million, or not $100 million, they give $1 million to the Mason County School Board. Nucor is going to be a thing
they're
in
moving
a couple years.
They're moving dirt and putting stuff up. I mean, I get people, under the Democrats, you had a lot of big job announcements that never came through. This isn't one of those, guys. This is a real deal thing that's happening.
What about the other part of that text, Greg, that said America's problem is our continual growth?
Oh, no question. Look, I don't think there's any doubt on that.
Our problem is our continual growth?
No. I thought you just meant like the materialism and the...
You say that like it's a bad thing.
I mean, I do think it's a... I, I, I don't know. I do think it's somewhat of a bad thing.
What?
I
mean,
I
knew you, man.
I want people to have choices, and I want you to be able to do it, but I think that this move away from family and, like, traditional value and faith stuff and into this, like, materialistic, you know, urban, like, whatever you want to feel good of the day thing, yeah, I mean, I'm
I get what you're saying.
Yeah.
I get what you're saying.
Yeah. I mean, I know. I mean, I'm not like, I'm obviously a capitalist, but I think it's got to be, you know, I'm more of a family first than a America first.
Okay. I get it. All right. 8 minutes away from 10. We're back after this from the Parmar Store Studio. It's 580 Live at the Voice of Charleston, WCHS.
Brought to you by the Eric J. Tarr Family Businesses. Eric J. Tarr Family Businesses are small businesses with big impact, including Generations Physical Therapy and Snap Fitness.
Family fun and freedom. Summer has arrived at the Thornhill Motor Mile, and it's time for a celebration. Hey, it's Sydney inviting you to Thornhill Ford for summer supercharged red, white, and vroom savings. It's time to upgrade for the summer, and the best place to do that is on the Thornhill Motor Mile. If you're ready to shake things up, check out a new 2022 Bronco and Bronco Sport, EcoSport, or the ultimate exploration vehicle. Ford Explore. Plus, only Thornhill Ford offers a 10-year, 150,000-mile warranty with your new purchase. Click or come by. It's red, white, and vroom savings at thornhillford.net and US 119 Chapmanville.
Get lucky with a job you're going to love at Mardi Gras Casino Resort. Mardi Gras is holding open interviews this Thursday, July 21st from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. for positions in gaming, hotel operations, line cooks, food and beverage staff, and more. Want a fun work environment? Flexible hours? Increased starting wages? Then Mardi Gras Casino and Resort wants to meet you this Thursday from 11 to 4. Delaware North is an equal opportunity employer.
Presented by RX by Tel Pharmacy, your neighborhood pharmacy on Charleston's west side. Proud to bring you RX by Pack, a pre-filled pouch system which divides your tablets and capsules into multiple day doses perfectly matched to your doctor's instructions. Learn more at rxbytel.com.
6 away from 10, it is back. Another Inside the Huddle with Tony Caridi. If you're a Mountaineer fan, you got to join us Thursday, August the 4th at the Ball Toyota Event Center on Patrick Street starting at 5:30. Your chance to hang out with Tony and talk Mountaineer football. Tickets are $75 and table sponsorships for companies are available. Proceeds benefiting the United Way of Central West Virginia. If you need more information, visit unitedwaycwv.org or call 304-340-3500. And it's brought to you by the Voice of Charleston, WCHS. Tech says, interesting how Greg mentions the northern West Virginia counties, those least dependent on coal, having stronger economic activity than southern counties. P.S., or I'm not sure if this is psst, Morgantown's economy is not based on energy but academia.
One, it's more based on healthcare than it is academia. But two, Marshall County is like the second biggest coal producer in the state. So I don't know, like, I mean, my dad was a coal miner. My brother was a coal miner. Like, a coal mine went underneath the family farm. Like, I'm pretty sure there's a lot of coal mining there, and I've seen it and, like, been part of it for my entire life. So I appreciate the caller who's real smart, but they're dead wrong.
All right, let's go to the phones. Derek, you're on with Greg Thomas. Go ahead.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Doing well.
Don't understand the Republican love for Joe Manchin. He votes with Democratic presidents about 90% of the time, less than half for Republican presidents, and that's his record in the Senate. Need I remind you, when the last president tried to blackmail a foreign government for help in an election, he voted to convict and throw him out of office. And when your boy Trump sat in the White House doing nothing for 3 hours while the Capitol was under siege, Joe Manchin voted to convict and throw him out of office.
I don't vote for Joe Manchin, and I'm don't like have love for Joe Manchin. I think I'm just specifically talking about these individuals.
Your viewers need to know what Joe Manchin stands for. You like him when he.
Isn't that like what you're supposed to do though, man? I mean, I think if you're somebody in here and you're looking at it, you're like, okay, like.
Hey, what'd your boy Trump do when the Capitol was under siege for 3 hours? Sat on his butt.
All right.
Well, Manchin stood up and convicted him. The rest of you Republicans didn't have the guts.
All right, Derek, I appreciate your phone call. I think what I was saying, though, from my perspective, and I think Greg and you and I are on the same page. I'm not going to be waving the Joe Manchin flag.
I would never vote for Joe Manchin.
I was saying is on these particular issues, he's done. Doesn't erase everything else that he did. I'm from Logan County. I remember when he paraded Hillary Clinton down there and got booed, and we had 200. There was 200 people that showed up and 1,000 protesters outside when Manchin came. I know all that. My point was on these last couple of things that I mentioned, he's doing what the majority of constituents in West Virginia want.
I think if you're the kind of person that says, like, I'm not going to give him credit for that, then you're not a serious person, right? Then you were just, you know, and I'm a Republican political operative, but like, I'm also not just a hack where I'm going to say, like, I hate everything about him. I don't know. I've never met him. I've literally never met him.
I've met him.
So I don't know him. He's, it's not that, I don't know. I mean, I just don't think you can come in here and just, you know, I'm not going to come up here and just like blindly support every Republican idea ever. And I'm not going to blindly deny every Democrat idea ever. I mean, that's why the Democrats, after having control of 84 years, lost it. Right. They didn't police themselves. They didn't share ideas. They didn't have a proactive plan. And that's why our Republicans took over. And when I started running campaigns here in West Virginia 22 years ago now, I don't know, man. I mean, I just they never asked us anything. They never talked to us. That we never got in. You know, we didn't have a voice at all. So I think if we get control of it now and we don't allow them to have a voice at all, we're going to be back in the minority too.
Tech says, regarding Nucor, remember that they credited Biden's infrastructure plan as a reason for their expansion into West Virginia. Carol Miller and Alex Mooney voted against the infrastructure plan, voted against Mooney and Miller in November 2022.
Well, first off, those two are going to win by like 30 points each, so I appreciate the call. But like it's crazy that you have to look at all of these things. The company can say, hey, this was good for us. And a congresswoman and congressman can look at it and say, this is what I think is the best thing overall for our constituents. I mean, I don't know, man. Where's this all or nothing absolutism coming from today from everybody?
Dexter says, Dave Thomas doesn't have a brain big enough to understand his own party. Just listen to the clown's answers. He's ignorant. You're a clown.
I feel like I got a pretty good grasp on it, man. I mean, he doesn't even know. He's conflated our names, Dave.
All right. Greg, it's always a pleasure to have you on the show, man. Didn't get to all the texts today, but I usually don't when you're on the show. So appreciate it, man. Have a great rest of your day. Again, coming up on the show tomorrow, we have nutrition expert Millie Snyder from The Shape Shop is here. And as I mentioned, one of those who wants to be the chair of the Republican Party of West Virginia, Elsa McCardle, will be on the show tomorrow as well. Keep up with the news of the day, WVMetroNews.com and WCHSNetwork.com. The 580 Live brought to you by the Thornhill Auto Group. Visit them online at ThornhillFord.net and find out more about the Supercharged Red, White, and Vroom sale. Our show comes to you from the Parmar Store studio. If there's not a Parmar Store near you now, there will be soon. Caleb Murphy, our producer, thank you so much. I'll see you tomorrow. Till then, have fun and love somebody.
WCHS AM, 96.5 FM Charleston, 104.5 Cross Lanes, a WVRC media station. We're proud to live here too.